From heartbreaking laments to indelible character sketches, and inevitably to the powerful shouts of resistance that have so defined mining culture, these poems tell stories at once ancient and terribly up-to-date about the price of progress and the cost of labor. Words by Rachel Rubin of the University of Massachusetts, Boston, introduce this Poets Weave program, featuring poems from Coal, a poetry anthology, edited by Chris Green. I am Jenny Kander. Poets of Darkness is by James B. Good. Make them poets of the darkness, for they speak from black faces, lapping the sounds like red-tongued dogs hurried after water. We have seen them hunkered in the guts of steel, and we have seen their man-trips of segmented rusting cars being sucked and swallowed by long black holes. Yes, make them poets, make them hands of fossil ferns. Give them grips on black diamond pens. Have them speak Paleozoic languages decoded from Rosettas made of coal. Make them tell us what it means to see into eons where no man has seen. Brooke Haynes wrote Suffering Job. Preacher speaks of sores and suffering Job as bumblebees bump the great glass windows. Outside, the earth shakes and moves. The railroad runs long steel tracks beside the church. Old men cough as the old women lean forward in the pews. All the bees fly away. Preacher speaks of sores and suffering Job, but his voice is lost with the coming of the train. Coal bits hit the great glass windows, and the sound echoes up each aisle. Old men turn their heads. They watch the cars roll by. The old women can only look away. The Strip Miner's Psalm to John C.C. Mayo, Holy Father of the Broad Form Deed, is G.C. Compton's poem. Lord John is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to tear down hills and green pastures. He leadeth me beside the stale waters. He restoreth my soil with fescue. He leadeth me in paths of D9s for his name's sake. Yea, though I mine through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For MSHA and OSHA art with me. Thy rod and thy transit, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my wife, her children, my children, and Aunt Berthy. Thou anointest my head with blood, sweat, and tears. My cup runneth over with acids and sulfates. Surely Demerol, Percocet, and workman's comp shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in a double wide for ever. By Barbara Smith, God in Appalachia. God in Appalachia sits not on a throne but a stack of mine timbers, his lamp the only real light in dark lives, a mile or more under not too solid ground. On a stack of mine timbers he offers apple pie in the sky. After a lifetime or more under not too solid ground with lunch buckets of cornbread and water. His offer of apple pie in the sky appeals to the soul-hungry women who fill lunch buckets with cornbread and water before and during and after the altar call. Appealing especially to soul-hungry women, he sits not on a throne but on mine timbers before and during and after the altar call. His lamp is the only real light in their dark lives. You've been listening to poems from Coal, a poetry anthology, edited by Chris Green. This is The Poets Weave, and I am Jenny Kander.